Presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, old Dan. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
And at 3:01,
I will turn it off.
Here's little Michael Gruber.
Thank you, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
Oh, jeez. How am I supposed to set this on your DirecTV? It says Dr. Phil's on Channel 11 right now.
Yeah, I had to record Dr. Phil, CBS News, the World News, all that crap. Wheel of Fortune, all kinds of stuff.
It's going to cause all sorts of problems.
How long do you think this thing is going to go?
All seven.
Nah, 6-1, 6-1, 6-1.
How about Nadal yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, well.
Dude, wait, have you got a good look at this guy?
Are we ever going to sort all this out?
This man took Federer to 5 at the French this year.
Queef.
Why can't I hear anyone?
Queef.
Did I throw it to him already? I think I did.
Now let's welcome in the hardline, Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson, fresh off a Ticket Sports Theater 1310 thing.
Wildly successful, from what I'm hearing.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was able to add 4 or 5 new girls on Facebook, so that was cool.
So we got that going for us.
And that was the main point of the whole thing, I think, right?
You got to play ball with my kid.
That's right. I wish I knew he was coming up here. I would have brought my kid.
How do you enjoy his day?
We could have set him up.
A lot of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, my kid won't watch that. I don't allow that.
What's she into? MTV?
Paris Hilton?
No, they're into very basic stuff.
She's catching up on Breaking Bad right now.
Do they like Tom and Jerry?
They love Breaking Bad. They can't believe the mess Walt has gotten himself into.
What, your boy is watching Scooby-Doo up here yesterday?
Yeah.
On the Mac.
How'd you work that? Oh.
And playing basketball.
On little
yeah,
Mac.
Playing hoops.
And holding.
Then he was jumping up and down on the Mac.
Playing a little bowling down the hallway.
It was odd. Corby doesn't care about his Mac.
He didn't. The disposable Mac.
The computer is set right under the basketball hoop. And so the kid is throwing the ball up, and it lands on the computer and bounces back to him. But if you tilt it back, then it'll bounce right back to you. Perfect.
Genius.
Thank you.
I'm talking about the kid.
Oh.
The kid is genius. The kid is crazy. His arm. He's only 3?
Yeah.
Is he going to pitch all 7
Dude,
one
that
day?
Kid could pitch. He could be in a little league pitching right now. Except he's a little wild. And I'm not sure he's ready to take direction from his catcher.
Right, or go to the bathroom in an actual bathroom.
Oh, he likes to go in his pants?
That's intimidating for the other team.
Does he wear a diaper?
No, but I mean, he'll go anywhere. Slide, playground.
That'll come with more reps.
Does he open his pants up or just go? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
but
good.
It doesn't matter where it is.
It's good that he's not just going in his
he
pants.
He doesn't care.
Right,
it is.
Like, if he's in the kitchen, will he just whip it out and
well,
roll it on the refrigerator?
Well, it's more outside. If he is outside, he thinks he has free reign to go anywhere.
He does.
That's illegal. Maybe Scooter Feldman will do that tonight.
He's marking his territory.
That's man's law.
Do you walk the dog with him? Does he see the dog? And is he confused why the dog gets to do it?
Yeah, I mean, he walks the dog with me every day. Yeah, right, right. Good boy.
And you yell at him for it.
I don't yell at him anymore. I just kind of go with it. I figure he'll learn sooner or later.
Yeah, if he's 18 and still doing it.
Right.
Dill.
Right.
I mean, when dad's sleeping on the tree lawn.
Right.
Can he go all 7?
Who can do that?
There's Mike just joined.
Oh, I don't know who's pitching. I'm sure he'll have to go all 7 innings for us.
Well, somebody thought he could.
Who's really cocky? Maybe confident.
Confident, not cocky.
Well, today is Monday.
Cocky?
No.
Monday, September 14th.
He was sure he was going to have to go all 7 for us. He was sure of it.
Anybody strapped on those shoes yet? I'm just wearing my running shoes out here.
Yeah, I'm a score 20. My running shoes.
There are 108 days left in 2009.
I'm recovered, though. And in training.
Really?
And in training. The basketball game.
It's over.
In spring.
We're not doing it again.
Oh, the hell we're not.
This is the day in 1814, Mike. that Francis Scott Key was inspired to write a poem.
You mean in 1814 when we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi?
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
Anyway, it was 1814, yet they were still in the War of 1812, and there was a British bombardment. And then he wrote a poem called The Defense of Fort McHenry, which later became the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner. To Nancy.
And the Subway franchise.
And now you know the rest of the story.
What are you doing up here? I heard about that Fort McHenry defense.
Fort McHenry.
Gordon Keith's up here at a very weird time.
And
Gordon
now,
Keith very weird.
Oh, what a nice t-shirt.
Thanks.
Oh, please. No. Are you wearing an Affliction t-shirt?
I don't think it is. I think it's...
Are you wearing a $45
designer
t-shirt?
You know what you need to
t-shirt?
Do is quit letting your wife buy your clothes.
What is this?
That is...
Metro Park? I think it's Metro
Monarchy?
Park.
Monarchy?
Monarchy.
Monarchy. Nice.
Is Monarchy?
Right. No idea.
Monarchy, Snake.
No, it's Monarchy.
The Bohemian Rhapsody. He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's a stadium hero. He's a station cancer. He's the devil's own.
What are you doing?
Gordon Keith.
What?
Where are y'all going tomorrow? Where's the Musers tomorrow?
Waterburger, Trinity Mills.
Why are you taking that?
Tomorrow morning to use for the show.
But what about tomorrow afternoon?
I guess I'll have to bring it back up here. I didn't realize anything.
Well, what about this afternoon?
I don't use this. Who uses this?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I print off it every day.
Okay.
Every day?
That's what Little Mac's for. You figured out how to minimize everything. Just keep it up there. You don't need to print, dog. Huh. Daddy-O quit printing when he got brought Mac over.
Well, then why does Gordon need it? He has a Mac.
I don't think I have Little Mac.
I'm just saying, I'm being a little bit green. I'm trying to get the station to be more green. Okay?
You are?
Yes. And
I need
start
paper.
With you.
The station needs to be more black.
Why doesn't Gordon
take it?
I don't care.
No, I had him put this in here because I print out everything in the morning.
If you were going to bring it back, that'd be cool. Out?
We need more rain.
But, you know, whatever.
I'll buy one.
We do.
Hey, you little champion.
Good job yesterday, by the way. I got a
Where
lot
are you
of,
going
I got
tomorrow?
A lot of good feedback.
Where are you guys broadcasting?
Waterburger, Trinity Mills, and Old Denton Taft. Is that the same thing? Is there Old Denton and then Old Denton Taft?
You're right there in that really weird part of the Metroplex where you're not sure if you're in Carrollton or Denton.
It might even be in Coppell.
Or Coppell, yeah.
Like, how do you think I get these pictures printed? Right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, take it.
No, I don't want to interview with your show.
Well, no, it's too late.
We don't need it now.
I was trying to help your show out.
Take it, Gordon.
I mean, I come on here to try to help your show out, and I don't appreciate that very much.
Nah, the morning is more important. Take it. I'll print everything off in the morning.
You're a real jerk.
You are a big jerk.
You are a big jerk.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you think that anybody know me? And
who's that?
You made him have a cerebral hemorrhage.
Yes, go ahead and take it, Gordon. But you're going to bring it back the next day, right?
They don't mean nothing.
Take it, dude. Seriously. Take it. We don't need it.
Ouch. I'm serious, but I can't commit to bring it up before the afternoon.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Don't worry about it. Just bring it back the next
day.
We'll
just complain about it on the air tomorrow.
Well, now I'm not in here.
No,
you know what? We're trying to get Dan to go green. Get this thing out of here.
Well, why
don't
you try to get Gordon to go green?
He's next.
Oh, okay.
Okay? We'll start with you.
All right.
You're already a vegetarian, so...
Yeah!
Hey,
why do I get put in the crosshairs like that?
300 pounds.
That is, I feel I can say that because I used to be one.
Wouldn't taking your home printer probably be smaller?
You are in the crosshairs. You're in the short and curly crosshairs.
That's a big printer right there.
My home printers don't work on my computer.
I thought Max had no weaknesses.
Just don't worry about it.
By the way, Bob.
That's what I thought, too.
All right, Seth emails.
Mine works great.
You saw the shot, didn't you?
You know, I haven't yet. I've been meaning to go look at
that. Oh, my God, they just reran it like 10 times.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Please wish Jamie a get-well birthday.
A get-well birthday?
What's wrong with Jamie?
P1 Seth said he went to wake her up in that special way this morning, but she ran to the bathroom and got sick.
You don't
wake
her up in that special way.
I don't think he should.
Yeah, that's gross.
That
could have been messy.
What?
It's just... You ever peeled a part of grilled cheese sandwich?
What?
Get out of here.
What?
Have you ever peeled apart a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah. In Creole, a type of fish.
Is that what the morning's like?
Every day. Every day.
Tara McDaniel.
And I used to enjoy a grilled cheese sandwich.
Loves Corby's Boomer Sooner Lap.
Now I'm out.
He's the station.
From JC.
Hey, Tara.
Today is my daughter's 10th birthday. She'd like nothing more than to hear her name on the radio while listening to The Ticket.
Don't do it.
10.
I made a similar request to Gordo.
And?
I always refer them to you guys.
He only does celebrity birthdays.
No, I say that's y'all's bit, and I'm not going to steal it.
So happy birthday to Delaney Castor in Irving. She's 10.
Delaney Castor in Irving. Call me when you're this many.
Happy
Brian
birthday, sweetheart.
Avery is 24.
Who?
Brian Avery. And my boyfriend Adam is 25.
Mark.
He wants nothing more than to hear a Bob compilation of Nip Nip Wiener Money Shot drops from Sarah.
Nip Nip Wiener Money Shot. I Touch Myself.
Fluffer.
AP Minaj.
Anus.
Angry Pirate.
Where did I leave that rubber scrotum?
Urine.
Upper Decker.
Teeth. Colon.
Whore.
Cooch.
Rectum.
Money Shot.
Beaver.
Wow. What is, where did you say cooch?
I don't know.
Cooch.
Called man of cooch. God.
I'm sure.
You're talking
it was
about
like,
Matt Kuchar, the golfer?
Yeah, I'm sure it was part of someone's name.
And again, Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
God, look, he's turned red now.
I'm mad.
On the woman who works in HR then.
I would never do such a thing. That's ridiculous.
Do you have HR anymore?
I mean, again,
The cooch. The cooch in HR.
I'm not implying that you are a cooch or not a cooch.
You know, we had Bob call in on Mystery Science Theater 1310.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did I have some good points?
I don't know. He was fighting with Troy and Jerry and Ribby.
It was a very crowded house.
Really was.
Well, very. That's why I appreciate you minimizing.
Oh, and Grego, that's right. My favorite part was when Joe Lecce came in the studio right before the second quarter and said, well, Mike, it says here you're going to quarterback the round table.
Yeah.
And then he trailed off and was like, you're probably not going to do that, are you? And you're like, nope.
Who was quarterbacking anything in that mess?
Know.
Well, I mean...
Mr. Reiner, if it's okay,
I've not met you before. I'm Joe Lecce.
I was going to offer you some direction, sir.
Mike, can you infuse some more passion into your quarterbacking?
Here, the program director wants you to...
Queef. Queef.
And he just must have seen your face and said, you're not going to do that, are you?
No.
I'm just going to go ahead and step out.
No, I'm not.
I'm the star. I was letting the game come to me.
I'll kill myself now.
You're lucky to get a countdown.
Thank you for allowing me to kill myself in your presence.
Five.
It's an honor.
Four.
To kill myself in front
three.
Of you,
sir. Two. And you're done.
Elsewhere, Larry Brown is 69.
Which one?
The ABA Larry Brown.
The black one.
No, that's not that one.
I mean,
Chad Bradford is 37.
What? Bradford?
Exactly.
He is enough.
Jerry Don Gleaton, 52.
Cooch, former Ranger great.
Harry Sinden, 77.
Harry Sinden didn't it.
I mean.
John Bowser Bauman,
62.
Terrible. Just terrible.
It's a real talent.
Just terrible.
Faith Ford is 45.
Hot. Is Bowser still?
So hot.
Faith is still doing
He's still alive.
Do you know she was on Murphy Brown?
I saw an infomercial with
That's
him.
That's great guest booking league is Bowser.
Yep.
Do you
he
know
is
that
hot.
She was on Murphy Brown. Does anyone know her character's name?
Faith.
Cooch.
I'll know it when you tell me because I used to watch that.
Bowser.
Her character was named Corky.
Corky.
On Murphy Brown.
Uh-oh. Sorry for all the confusion. I'm sorry.
Time for the Corky comedy series.
Happy birthday.
Edward King is 60.
Ed King from Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yes.
What's wrong with Lynyrd Skynyrd?
That was the Heartline Zone Ed King.
That is.
Yeah?
who still, he is a millionaire for writing half the music to Sweet Home Alabama, or was it all
most of it.
What'd Rusty write?
All the good parts.
Oh, gross.
Then he did that.
Walter Koenig is 73.
Koenig?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Let's check off.
Nope. That's right, Ty.
Nope.
That is check off.
Is it Koenig or Koenig?
I don't know.
Koenig. Easy.
Koenig.
Colin.
Amy Winehouse is 26.
She made it.
Greatness.
No.
And how do you pronounce this, Donovan? Nas is 36?
Nas.
Nas is 36.
You just did Nas. Nas. Don't ask him. And then
Nas. Dick Stockton.
He was married to your girl. Your milkshake girl.
Kelly's?
Yeah.
Tupac.
Oh, you know how to pronounce her name, huh?
Wait, you see... Who's your default black fat comedian?
43.
Was married to what's his name?
Monique.
Yeah, did you see her? She's in some kind of serious role. I saw her in this week's Entertainment Weekly. She's branching up.
Good.
Serious.
Yeah, Ron,
role?
She has a talk a show role. Coming on
BET. Is there a chance you're on
your way out?
You should check it out.
Is there a chance you're on your toilet while reading that?
Yeah, I was definitely on the toilet while reading that.
Will you buy me a drink?
Is Tyler Perry involved in it?
Let's hope not.
Yes, it's Tyler Perry's Monique.
He would dress up as his own fat black woman, wouldn't he?
So stupid.
He doesn't hire that. Fat black women.
So stupid.
Martin does that.
All right, how about Spares?
Somebody go! Somebody go!
Or...
God
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
It's a fart form.
Let's all celebrate the birthday of Pete Chilcutt, 41, today.
Hey, guys.
Kentucky?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Whatever.
Oh, it's North Carolina. What the hell's wrong with you,
he
man?
He was a big, wasn't
Sorry.
He?
I enjoy you, Corby.
Still cut.
Here's a big day for Corby. Dan Cortez is 42.
One of the funniest Seinfelds ever, when George had the man crush on him.
Oh, yeah.
Step off, bro.
Dan Cortez.
What was he famous for?
That MTV
Everything.
Show.
MTV?
That
MTV Sports.
Sports show.
MTV Sports.
Everything.
Sports. It's tough to sort out what he's most famous for. Kurt Govea, 45.
Nirvana.
That's right. Blew his head
Redskins.
Off.
Tim Wallach, Mike, is 52.
Wallach.
Pretty good player, wasn't it?
In a lot of westerns with Clint Eastwood.
Wait, how old's Dan Cortez?
42.
Okay.
Awful curious, aren't you?
Kinda.
Hey, Corby.
Wow, Dan, we're the same age.
Oh, it's Troy. Hey.
And Danelle Bennett, 37.
Uh-huh.
Back to you. Florida State, I think.
Tight end, Cowboys.
Martellus.
Born on
this
date.
Is this the former Packer great?
Danelle Bennett?
Yeah.
No.
That's Edgar Bennett.
Edgar Bennett, are you thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It's the other Black Bennett.
Not a former
Ram Alam.
Also
Packer.
Florida State,
all the
right?
Bennetts look alike.
Is Edgar Bennett?
I think. Now we have Earl Bennett.
Danelle Bennett, a lot Chief of Black and Redskin. Where'd he go?
A lot of Black Bennett's. Ram-a-lam.
Ram-a-lam. Black Bennett.
He only played for Native American teams.
Oh, wow.
He was a Hurricane.
Ram-a-lam.
Oh.
Hoo-hoo, Black Bennett.
Ram-a-lam.
Oh, Black Bennett. Ram-a-lam. Black Bennett. Every time. Ram-a-lam.